Hello.
Hi, is this Dorothy?
Dorothea. Yeah.
Hi,
turn
Dorothy.
It down, babe.
Dorothy,
my name is Dorothea, miss, not Dorothy.
I'm sorry. Dorothea, my name is Sheer. I'm calling you from Family First. We spoke yesterday.
Yes.
Last conversation we had, I think you were going to call into the independent enrollment broker to check on the status of your case.
Yes.
Were you able to do that? Did they tell you what you need to do?
I couldn't reach them.
Okay, should we try and call in together now?
If you want to, sure.
Okay, hold tight while I get us connected. Just bear with me.
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Brian. Are you calling for the first time or an existing case?
Existing case. This is Dorothea Cooper wanting to know what the status of the case is.
Okay. So just to look up the case, I'll go over a few questions. We wouldn't discuss their information unless given written or verbal approval. And let's see, can you go over the date of birth for the applicant?
Dorothea.
01/27/1974.
Okay. Can you verify your date of birth? I mean, your address, please.
1128 West Tioga, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19147. 40.
Okay, and then just tell me your name, too.
Dorothea Cooper.
Okay. Do you give approval for me to talk with the representative that's on this call with you?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And then for the representative, can you tell me your name, too?
It's Shira, S-H-I-R-A.
Okay. And what's your affiliation to the applicant?
Enrollment coordinator.
Okay. All right, so thanks for verifying the case. And I could just go ahead and check the status for you all. Did you have any specific questions? You just wanted to just get a status update?
Well, we just need to know if they need to reschedule their assessment and where they're up to in the enrollment process to get on the waiver.
Okay, so I'll do a review real quick here. Do you mind being placed on hold briefly just while I'm looking over the status?
Okay.
That's okay, right, Dorothea?
What did he say again?
Is that okay if he just puts us on a brief hold?
Sure.
All right.
Okay, right back. Thank you.
It's okay. But, landlord?
Yeah.
No, baby, it's for me to get the caregiver money. It's up to you, babe. right now, your bill is only $15. You know what I mean? But I understand about the sports channel. It's only going to be $100 for some change. It's not going to be $200-$300. $100 is fine with it. You go ahead. 50-50. I want the cable because there's other channels that come with it.
Thanks for holding. So it looks like we're showing the case was closed for not submitting financial documents to the county assistance office. I do see a reassessment is scheduled for the 2nd of December. So we're going to reopen we'll reopen the case, and then we'll, be waiting for an update from the county assistance office.
Okay, and what financial information needs to be submitted?
Let me read the letter here. Just a second.
And you said the new assessment is 12 of the 1st of December?
It's going to be the 2nd of December.
Okay.
Let's see. So they're saying please send in bank statements for the last 5 years.
I gave it to them. Me and my husband went there. He took me there. He's the one that helps me with everything. So he took me to 50th and Parkside. I know y'all don't know where that's at in Philadelphia. I gave them the bank statement. They took me in the back. The lady said 45 days. It ain't been 45 days. That was last month that he took me there in October. Matter of fact, not even October.
So we could try and call into the county and confirm if they got that information.
It was in West Philly.
It says there were bank statements turned in on the 11th of September, it says.
Yes, and we have the receipt. That's why I didn't understand why you guys closed the place, because I gave them the up-to-date. They wanted up-to-date, and I had gave them the first time I gave them old bank statements, and they wanted it like for 2024, 2025. We called them back, gave it to them, and they took them.
I understand. Well, I mean, I do see that they did close it, but it's only that once we reopen it, then they'll see the case is like a new, like it's open again, so they'll be able to review it and complete the review. So that's what I show here on our side, is that, they'll start, they'll make a decision, but I don't know exactly how long it'll take, but at least the case will be reopened.
Okay. So I have to recall my bank and get another more statements?
I don't think so. It just depends. As long as you sent in the last 5 years, and that should be all that they are looking for.
I did.
Because it says it was turned in.
I gave them to them in September. I sure did. It was like the middle or the end of September. She told me 45 days. So it'd been a month and some change already. 45 days is like almost 2 months. But it hasn't been the whole, well, I don't know yet, but I know that it hasn't been 45 days yet, I don't think. Or it might be, I don't know.
Okay. That's our status.
Dorothea, we're going to go through the assessment on December, and then we're going to call into the county to see what they want us to do, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All righty, everyone. So I'm going to wish you all a good day. I think we're done
here. Have a nice holiday, everybody.
All righty.
Thanks, you too.